Thank you very much for that question. I think your question touches on several points, and so I'm going to try to respond as best as I can. First of all, at least the last part of your question suggests a premise that I don't necessarily agree with, and that is that we might consider a machine responsible for either a mistake or a crime. And I don't think, with great respect, I don't think that that is correct or the point that we want to pursue here. When we speak about responsibility or the term accountability, we are speaking about human responsibility for acts that events that occur during warfare or during law enforcement situations. Human accountability. For example, in any modern military, commanders are considered accountable for the actions of their subordinates. They are considered professionally accountable to their superiors. And I think the idea, I believe, just because it may be difficult to ascertain whether a particular operator, soldier, officer, or commander was responsible for a particular event, does not mean that it is impossible, does not mean that we cannot design technology, including autonomous technologies, to keep the right kinds of records of decision-making processes, including human input, so that we can, if necessary, in retrospect, determine whether a particular human being's conduct or decision-making process at a time was competent or not. Lastly, I think I have to say that at least the first part of your question, you talked about human fallibility, the fact that although humans can exercise their judgment with the best of intentions, sometimes we make mistakes, and certainly mistakes happen very frequently in difficult and stressful situations during warfare. Having said that, I think what you're really touching upon is the question of how much responsibility, if I can use that term now in a different way, how much responsibility and authority do we as human beings want to delegate, or should we delegate, to machines, to computers, and the artificial intelligence software that runs them for the decisions, for the complex decisions that we make during wartime. Now, that may or may not be a decision for this forum, but I think it has to be something that must be considered when we decide how much autonomy or not do we want to give to our sophisticated weapon systems. Thanks.